Adeptus Ridiculous Podcast. My name is DK Diamantes. His name is Bricky. I'm about to get the quote wrong. But before I do, if you enjoyed today's episode and maybe you want to support the podcast, head over to patreon.com/AdeptusRidiculous, where you can get access to the Discord, bloopers if they happen, $15 tier, bam, posters galore, HD digital format, pristine DB Cooper, buy it, Bricky stuff.
Shai currently is disintegrated and is currently dead because her boiler exploded. So she's currently a red stain on a wall. But but goddamn, does that game trailer look good?
It looks really good. I've seen a few clippies of it. It's Augury Point. Can you wish list it on? I would assume you can wish list it on Steam. Do it. Do it.
Indeed.
Do it. Buy some merch. Wish list some games. Hell yeah, brother.
So you ready for your quote?
No, I'm not. But yeah. Whatever. Let me go ahead and embarrass myself.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right. This is the sword of the Emperor, the great foe of chaos. It has laid low thousands of your kind. You shall be but an addition to the tally. Said by Lord Commander Robute Gilliman to the demon Quaramar.
So that quote's just about the sword that he was gifted by the Emperor and he's gonna kill some chaos stuff?
That's what the quote says.
That doesn't seem like it seems like everything has been said. I'm not entirely sure what I'm supposed to guess here.
Well, then what do you think the episode's about?
Robute Gilliman being a boring dork?
Is that your final answer?
I guess.
If I told you the episode was like about the sword of the Emperor, would you feel stupid?
Yep. Well, yeah. Yep.
My friend. I hope you're sitting down because.
No! Stop! You haven't said anything yet. My guess is this is an episode on the sword of the Emperor.
I'm sorry, sir. You already gave your final answer.
No, I didn't. I never confirmed that. I said maybe.
You said yes.
No, I didn't. I said I might guess that. I never locked it in. Sword of the Emperor. I'm right. Hooray! Wow! Big dub, DK. Put it in the live chat if you're listening to the premiere. Big Dubs DK, that's what they call me.
Oh, actually, the episode's about Robute Gilliman.
Big D. Wait. Nope, that's not the right abbreviation.
Big D. No. So we're half right. So I was trying to... I mean, I won't lie. I was trying to trick you. I was
and
doing...
And you did, you son of a...
I did, because here's the thing, right?
It's not fair.
You're like, all right, you do, this is the sword of the Emperor, and then you're like, there's no way the episode is just the sword of the Emperor. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, but the episode is actually kind of about that. We're talking about the Emperor's lost weapons and gear, the old stuff from Big E himself, because... Do you remember what GW may? I don't remember if actually GW said it or if they alluded to it or whatever it is about the returning Primarchs.
Other than at some point, all I know is like people keep saying, "Oh yeah, they said at some point every Primarch is coming back." Wow, how is Sanguinius and Ferris Manus gonna come back when they shouldn't?
There is that part, and that we will get to that. But I believe there was a statement, or maybe I'm Mandela-ing it really hard right now, that all of the returning Primarchs, at least on the Loyalist side, will have some piece of the Emperor's gear originally with them.
I feel like you did mention this at some point. This sounds familiar.
I don't know if it's actually true. Like, I don't know if Games Workshop actually said that, or if maybe... people theorized it so much that it became Mandela'd into my brain, and now I think it's real.
Ooh, so if every Primarch comes back and they all have a piece of the Emperor, are they going to revive Big E? Please don't revive Big E, GW. Please don't.
Well, it'd be kind of funny because they revive Big E and he has like no gear and he's just like naked.
That would be funny. I guess he's kind of sort of like inhabiting Robute Gilliman at points, right?
So that kind of goes along with a little bit of the stuff that the Emperor has. I mean, the Emperor should never, ever, 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 ever be revived because that kind of destroys the entire point of 40K lore and the entire idea of this martyred character that is made the Imperium to this xenophobic, awful regime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would light the Imperium up. Like, if Big E was revived, he would light Terra up himself. He would burn Terra to the ground himself so he could start all over again because, whoopsies, I did a big ski-wucky.
I mean, he wouldn't, because then humanity would just die. But he would definitely, like, you know, he wouldn't be, he's not the most stoked currently, no. He's not happy.
He would go scorched earth, literally.
I don't know. I mean, Gilliman wanted to do that, but Gilliman realized the importance of a functioning regime is sometimes better than a functioning nice regime.
True, but Big E is quite a few steps above Robute. Robute Gilliman only did it because he couldn't. I mean, Big E is kind of like, you know, he's not mid-E, he's Big E.
He is Big E. Well, currently he's skinny E.
Well, he's currently no skin E.
That too. He's currently quite skinny.
Yeah, being that he is just bones.
But he's also, I don't know. I mean, he got hurt really bad in that fight with Drachnian back in like Master Mankind. Well, okay. Big E is written like
so Space Marines.
Yeah, like completely inconsistently all the time.
Depends on the author. Sometimes he can like full throttle, one hit KO a Chaos God. Other times, Drachnir, whatever, gives him problems.
It's hard to trust
the book scaling.
But regardless, I am very much hoping that Big E never ever comes back alive, and he will maybe occasionally do weird shenanigans with the psychic stuff and talk to people like in Lion, Son of the Forest. Mm-hmm. But besides that, you know, I want him being on that throne is kind of the whole setting, and so we should keep it.
Yeah,
that said, definitely. There was the possibility that all of the returning Primarchs, because they said that they do want to bring back all the Primarchs, will have one of Big E's fancy-pantsy artifice. One of his fancy tools of some sort. I thought we kind of like go... It's a bit of a theory crafting video. It's a bit of like a... What do we think is going to happen, you know?
Okay. Like what pieces of Big E are they going to bring back with him?
And to which Primarch? So currently, of course, on the Loyalist side, we have two returning Primarchs. We have Bobby G himself, and he's fine, shut up. And we have Lionel Johnson. Yay!
Woo, woo, woo. Wait, no, he's not a Space Wolf, sorry.
No, he's not a Space Wolf.
But he's very cool, and the book is great.
It is. And so we have, so far, two of the Emperor's items have returned to us. We have the Emperor's Sword, named the Emperor's Sword.
Clever.
I know. And we also have the Emperor's Shield. The Emperor's Shield is a funny item, because it kind of continues with the whole concept of nobody knows how to properly scale the Emperor for size and what the hell he is. Because...
All right.
I mean, you know, that's Lionel Johnson. Huge guy. Primarch.
Huge, yeah.
Shield there. I mean, you know, chunky shield. Pretty big, right?
Yeah, but not what you'd expect Big E to have. You'd expect Big E to have, like, a tower shield.
Right. So, can you find the Emperor's Shield in this photo?
Nope.
Look harder. Wait.
Wait, hold on. Let me open it in the browser and get a full. Oh my God! Is it his pauldron? No way!
The tilt
that
shield.
That little itty bitty thing.
Yeah.
What?
It's called a tilt shield. Yes, sir.
And that's supposedly what Lionel Johnson has.
I know. Like you're looking at the lion and you're like comparing him holding the shield with Big E right there, and he's like the size of his like thigh. It's ridiculous.
Wow. No, Lionel's not even the. He's like the size of maybe his shoulder.
So
maybe.
So let's. So in classic 40K world, we have to assume that because this artwork is from like John Blanche. I'm pretty sure from like
great artwork I was, though.
Yeah, it's like the most iconic 40K artwork there. It probably came out before I was born. Things were a little different at the time, yeah. You know. I gotta give him a little bit of a benefit of the doubt.
And by that scale, Bobby G's sword should be a lot bigger.
Right.
It yeah, should be bigger than him. It should be like Buster Sword, Berserk, Dragon Slayer size by comparison.
Right. So sheesh. Like you look at that, and then you kind of see, you kind of see a little bit of the scaling problem we have here.
A little bit.
There's also like other artwork. Like here's a really famous one with the Emperor and his custodes, and he's just like slightly larger than the custodes, and the tilt shield is actually like too small in this situation.
Yeah. Also, so, he looks creepy in that picture. Like he looks like undead Jesus in that picture.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of his vibe, isn't it?
I guess, but I don't know. That one creeps me out. Like, he looks haunted.
Yeah, it's just some weird stuff.
I guess
anyway,
he does kind of have a crown of thorns, doesn't he?
Anyway, point being, we shouldn't take it too particularly seriously. The Emperor probably could have just turned it into a normal shield through warp shenanigans because Lion was going through the forest and all that kind of jazz and weirdness.
Sure.
Tilt shields are a common thing. Like these knights, you'll see the tilt shield is the little pauldron shield on like the chest.
Yeah, is that literally just for decoration? Because obviously, like, it's not going to give you any sort of protection, is it?
I thought a tilt shield was more accurately like. I think it's mostly decorative.
Yeah, it looks it's just to display, like, what house you are, what honors you have, and stuff like that. Not real, because, like, you've already got armor underneath that, so.
No, I'm probably just being stupid.
I thought it was over, like, your heart, and it's like, oh, well, there's some extra protection for, you know, vital organs. Maybe, but it's like, when it's over on the shoulder like that, it's like, that's gotta be just, like, house heraldry.
It's mostly house heraldry for the knights. Like I imagine it was. Hold on. I just scrolled this through. This is called a tilting shield. It was originally used in jousting to deflect the incoming lance off to the side.
Then everyone else get a clean strike.
But then literally everyone else here says that it's just for decoration, but I can't tell if they're referring to the 40K version of it or a real life version of it. But I am seeing old school armor that does have this. It doesn't look like that. It's a bit more like blending into the armor.
Yeah.
But I'm here's a piece of armor. There's like a tilt shield there. The lance might like go bling, you know?
The only reason it suddenly made sense to me is because I thought of the movie A Knight's Tale, where it's all about that the peasant that rises up and becomes a jousting champion. And they had those really big, tilt shields, I suppose. And yeah, you don't want to let them get a clean hit. So it just kind of deflects off your shoulder.
Is A Knight's Tale the Matt Damon and Adam Driver one?
No, it's the Heath Ledger one.
Oh, darn. I don't think I've seen
that. With all the rock music in it.
Well, they didn't have rock back then. Well, anyway.
No, they had rocks. Throw them all the time.
Oh, that was good. All right, plus two.
Get shit on, loser.
But anyway, so currently the ones that we have out and about are the Emperor's Shield and the Emperor's Sword. The Emperor's Shield doesn't have, like, a ton of lore at the moment. It's just his tilt shield. But for the most part, as we saw in the Arcs of Omen books, like, the Lion is able to kind of use the blast that he blocks with the shield to kind of blow back at the opponent. Mm-hmm. So Angron would smash the shield, and then it would kind of, like, discharge back outwards, you know?
Which is pretty poggers, especially if you're fighting someone like Angron.
Especially if you're fighting someone like Angron who just doesn't want to stop attacking.
Nope.
And like in game, for example, it would. Well, back in the day, it would make it harder to hurt the Lion. But now, basically, when you save some saves, if you roll like sixes, it does damage back. So it's kind of fun. You know, that's a neat concept. right. The Emperor's sword is a gigantic flame sword that is not real fire, by the way. That is psychic fire, basically.
Ah.
It is supposed to contain either a fragment of the Emperor's soul or something about him in the sword. So that the idea is that it's not just like a good sword that can be lit with psychic fire, but it is a true death for demons. You kill a demon with this sword.
And they don't go back to the warp. They don't revive. They just... Pff.
Yeah, it's just straight up like it does what it did to Horus back then. You are gone.
Oh, okay. So very potent sword that all of Chaos should be afraid of.
Chaos is genuinely terrified of this sword. It's because Chaos doesn't care. They're like, whatever, I'll just come back like a demon. But when they see this, it's like, oh God,
that's real death. I better be sure I can kill him because yeesh.
You are not standing up from that.
Nope, you're not coming back from that one.
Gilliman has said that sometimes he feels like the Big E's presence whenever he holds the sword, which is probably why maybe he was like taken over that one time because he can kind of like, there's a little bit of Big E there still.
Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, for the most part, not to go too deep into it, it's a gigantic flaming sword that true deaths demons, and that's awesome.
If it has part of Big E in it, it should be just an absolute demon killer. So,
right.
Makes sense.
So, there's also something that they call the one true armor. The one true armor is just Big E's armor. It's his full armor, you know, I guess outside the tilt shield for the most part.
And who can wear that big set of armor, right?
Yeah. It's just the idea that, like, just looking at the scale ratio of that image in the lion is so funny.
Like, you'd almost have to Voltron all the Primarchs together to actually wear that.
The lion is, like, the size of like, the Big E's head. So ridiculous.
If someone could actually draw all of the Primarchs Voltron together, that would be great, by the way. I don't know.
To fit them in different parts of the Emperor's armor.
Yeah, yeah. All form the head, and it's just lying, just clunk.
But anyway, this might surprise you, but the Big E's armor itself has actually been ground down and melted in order to create badges of honor. These are called Crux Terminatus. These are actually fancy badges that are worn on the sides of Terminator armor. And for the most part, it's on the left shoulder. This is supposed to have like little fragments of Big E's armor as part of it. And it's mainly meant to be it's a symbolic thing because, you know, 40K has gotten a bit stoked with worshiping the Emperor. And so, you know.
It's just a little bit. That's got to be like the highest honor you can get, though, because that's a piece of Big E. Like, there is a finite amount of honor, although with how big he is, one of his gauntlets could probably decorate a planet. But still, that's got to be like the highest honor you could wear on yourself.
The having it on like Terminator captains and stuff like that. I mean, being a Terminator captain is kind of a huge deal.
That's a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, you're pretty high up in the ranks of your Space Marine chapter with that. But it's also why they're so frightened to lose Terminator armor. Just also
you're losing a piece of Big E.
You're losing a piece of the Emperor, and you're actually failing the Emperor, which is why Terminators are despite being able to run so many of them in the tabletop, they're not a particularly like common thing. They're pretty insane.
I'm kind of shocked that they melt down any of Big E's armor. You'd think they would want to keep that in almost as pristine a fashion as they possibly could and like literally have servitors like polishing it and keeping it in pristine condition at all times because God save the Emperor. He is the one true God or something.
So I think the same thing, but like, I don't know. Maybe I'm splitting hairs a little bit, but imagine if like Taylor Swift took a lock of her hair and just chucked it in the crowd. Like, there will be no reverence. There will be blood.
I like how the 2024 pilled notion is like, oh yes, entire swaths of humanity worshiping Big E as a god is comparable in our world as, what if you got a lock of hair from Taylor Swift?
I mean more in the sense of like there is there's no reverence, there's no protection. Everyone needs a piece. Everyone wants a bit of it, you know?
What, you mean Taylor Swift's hair won't grant me godhood?
Well, I mean, have you ever owned any of Taylor Swift's hair?
No, I haven't.
Well, then you don't know.
Oh, that's true.
Well,
call Travis Kelce and figure it out.
Is that the football player?
Yeah, it's the football player.
Okay. I love that image of him yelling at the coach.
He almost knocked him over. Like, he pushed him, too. Like, he almost tumbled like a ton of bricks. Because Travis Kelce's not a small man.
You don't get to do that, though. Like, you don't get to yell at the coach like that. What the hell?
Well, when you are one of the star players that helps bring, like, 3 Super Bowls to the city, you get a little leeway.
Yeah.
Get a little leeway.
Anyway.
Yeah. This is not a football podcast.
No, but we are spiking it soon.
Hey!
Hey! All right. So, anyway, here are the other... they're for the most part that we are... Well... that I'm aware of that have articles and that I remember so far in the lore, there are 4 other major bits and pieces that are involving the Emperor's war gear. We have the Emperor's claw, bolter, spear, and the Spear of Russ.
He has 2 different spears?
Okay, so there's the Apollonian spear and the Spear of Russ. The Apollonian spear was made at the same time as the Dionysian spear. Dionysian spear is the Spear of Russ. There's 2 spears. Constantine Valdor wields the Apollonian spear.
Okay.
You know who Valdor is, right?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around why there are 2 spears to be, like, was he just dual wielding spears, bolters, and he just had 2 spears on his back shooting people come up to him and then he just starts dual wielding them?
No,
and then
no.
One was given to Russ and one was given to Valdor. Like, what? I'm a little twisty turny. What?
No, sir. No, it's there. He made the Apollonian spear along with the Dionysian spear. These are 2 spears the Emperor made. He did not, like, use.
Oh, okay.
But they're important parts of the Emperor's, like, you know, like, the things he made. Like, you have a piece of the Emperor when you come back.
Okay. See, I thought this was all, like, oh, this is the Emperor's... Okay, so he just made this... Okay, gotcha. All right, cool. Dual-wielding spears is cool, though, all right? You can't tell me it wouldn't be cool to see Big E just, like, spinning these spears around and just javelining demons out of the sky.
I'm pretty goddamn sure Argel Tall did literally that.
And we love Argel Tall, don't we?
We, they say, you know, when you start playing Warhammer, you're like, ha ha ha, fuck Erebus. And then when you get really into Warhammer, you're like, bro, fuck Erebus.
Fuck Erebus. Argel Tall deserves so much better.
I love Argel Tall so much. Yeah. Anyway.
Still makes me so mad.
It's a sad day. But, anywho. All that aside, yes, so there's the other 2 spears, the Apollonian spear and then the Dionysian spear, the Spear of Russ, the Emperor's Bolt, and the Emperor's Lightning Claw. So the Spear of Russ, do you remember the Spear of Russ from the Lehman Russ episode?
Gotta be honest, I do not. I just remember where he outdrank and outate the Emperor.
Which is the best thing to remember, and that's okay.
woof, woof, woof.
So the Spear of Russ is, in fact, the spear that is. Did you remember the part where, like, when you stab someone with a spear, it, like, reveals their truth and everything? And he tried to fight Horus and stab him to, like, pull out the real, like, knowledge and make sure and, like, fix him.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. His pullout game was strong.
Man couldn't pull out of a driveway. See how many sons Lehman Russ has?
That's true. That's true. I guess. Fair enough. All right.
So it's the Dionysian sphere. We call it Dionysian spear because, you know, space wolves, etc. Mm-hmm. Or the wolf spear of Russ, you know, wielded by Lehman Russ. I think this is a shoo-in. Clearly, Lehman Russ, whenever he comes back, is going to be rolling with this spear.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Are you sure the Spear of Russ is going to be wielded by Russ? I think the Khan is going to have it, clearly, because it just seems so much more fitting that the Khan have the Spear of Russ, right? I mean,
well, what a wonderful question. What kind of thing do we think the Khan will have if we're going to be dicks about it?
Honestly, I could see the Khan have, because you said he has a claw? Does he have like a power fist or a claw or something like that?
He has lightning claws, yes.
I could see Khan getting that. Why I could see Khan with a fist. Just because, like, he's fast, he does a lot of up-close combat, and boom, 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 claws him, and, you know, White Scar.
Why do you think that he would get the claw, though? So here are the Primarchs that we need to return, right? We got Russ, which is clearly going to be Spear of Russ. That one is a shoo-in.
Uh-huh.
Makes sense thematically, et cetera, et cetera. All of them.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
so we've got Dorne. We've got the Khan. We've got Vulcan. We've got Korax.
Ooh.
And I think I'm missing someone, and I feel bad about missing them because. So I'm going to skip Ferris, Manus, and Sanguinius. I'm going to skip them.
Fair enough.
I don't think it's fair. You know,
it's not Ferris.
I can't stand you.
I live for those reactions.
God damn you.
I hate you. What a beautiful day.
Ferris and Sanguinius are gone. We have the Lion and Robute are back. So, yeah, it's Khan, Russ, Dorne, Vulcan. Yeah, and Korax. Okay, I'm done. Yeah.
I guess it would make more sense for Korax to get the claws,
It would. I feel like, you know, you can think of it that way. If Korax is his weird, mutated demon version bird, you think that he could just wear the Emperor's claw like normally, like it's normal size for him now because he's all giant and freaky?
I mean, they're probably gonna scale the armor to the Primarch, right? In the same way that they scale the sword and the shield. So I mean, it's probably not gonna come back and be like this massive gauntleted claw, right?
Well, I mean, who's to say it's not? I could totally see Korax being this demon bird and one of his hands is this bright golden claw.
That would be sick, actually. I hope that is what happens. Just this giant, crazy bird that has a golden talon. Oh. Oh.
I mean, it is pretty neat. Though, we have another possibility. And it doesn't sound right because, okay, so the Emperor actually had a bolter back in the day. There's not a lot of people know this, and it's kind of like a, well, maybe it's not that people don't know it, but it's just like, it's kind of a lower point. Back in the way old art of GW.
What is that? Is that from like the 1800s?
Actually,
wow.
I wish I actually knew when that artwork came out. I only know when it was uploaded, but you know, this is
shortly
like,
after the creation of ink. They made this.
So a lot of the old, like, techno-barbarian artwork and, like, reforging Terra kind of stuff, the Unification Wars, all kind of have this old, like, John Blanche-style artwork. Mm-hmm. It's all meant to look that way. Because, like, if you literally look up techno-barbarian in 40K, you'll often get artwork like this. Very, very much this old school kind of, I don't know, it's like almost like tapestry.
Yeah, like you'd find it in a history book.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of that stuff looks that way. But the Emperor does have a bolter. It is unnamed for the most part, but it was basically the first bolter. He made the first bolter. It was black and bronze, not a Dark Age technology relic. It is just the Emperor made himself like the first bolter. And you know, it was just his weapon he used during the Unification Wars and all that jazz. So there is a bolter.
Is there anything special about it, or is it just literally the first bolter? And hey, Big E used it, so it's more important than a regular bolter.
There are about three sentences worth of lore on this bolter. So for the most part, it's just a bolter. It's the first bolter. Okay. Now, but I mean, if we're gonna give a bolter to anybody, who do you think is gonna get it?
Wait, who's left?
Vulcan, Khan, Dorne, Korax, and, Russ.
I guess Dorne?
It's pretty Dorne-coded. Yeah, it's a bolter. Imperial Fists love their bolters.
Okay. Really?
But, oh, wait, what? Do they?
Do you learn nothing? It was a long time ago, all right?
Do you learn nothing from me?
I remembered the magic pain glove. Tell me what to do.
You haven't even seen the 40K text-to-speech memes. You haven't even seen them, and you remember that?
Yes.
This is yes, actually wild, dude.
Yes, I do.
This is actually wild. Yes,
Siege, Fortify, like
Fists love their bolters. It's a huge part of all their stuff is bolters.
See, I was love just testing you to see if you remembered that episode. I knew. That's why I said Dorne should get the bolter, because it was so obvious.
I will stab you with the Spear of Rust so that I'll reveal your secrets of why you're a shitter.
Hey, that is a Pandora's box you do not want to open, all right?
Yeah, I stab.
Why is GK as weird as he is? Don't open that box. That's a can of worms that you can't close.
I stab you with the Emperor or with the Spear of Rust, and then I'm like, oh God, take it back.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that evil, Ricky Bobby.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Don't you put that evil on me.
That's a reference I get. I love Talladega Nights.
Imagine suddenly Bricky starts reading manga and starts genuinely appreciating anime.
Is that what's going to happen when I stab you with the Spear of Rust?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, God. Yep. Well,
your goon time is going to go through the roof.
My goon time?
Yeah, your goon timer is going to go through the roof, bro.
Were you gooning or were you edging, Neiman?
Who's to say it wasn't both?
Yeah, never mind.
Gedging?
Edging.
Yeah, but when you goon and edge, it'd be like gedging.
No, that doesn't... Gooning and edging...
Googing?
All right, you know what? Rogel Dorne can't goon anymore because he's missing his hand.
Hey, listen. Some people can, depends, you can do a lot with a stump.
I thought you were going with the left hand concept, but that's fine too.
Well, I guess you could,
Yeah, the mysterious stranger ability. Yeah, it's fine.
Yep. Hey, anywho. There's one reason and one reason alone. I'm ambidextrous, man.
Are you actually ambidextrous?
No. It's just a funny meme.
Okay, God damn it. Okay. All right. So Dorne though. Dorne most like bolter, kind of the fit for Dorne is the bolter, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Spear of Rust, we have that. The bolter for Dorne. Though granted, you could argue Lightning Claw. Because you put that on his stump, and it's like in replacement.
Yeah,
of his
he's
arm.
Missing. Yeah, that would kind of fit, and it fits with all of his gold and stuff too. So it would look right on Dorne because he's got all gold armor anyway. You give him a gold claw where his one missing hand is. That would be kind of sick.
But Dorne is kind of like the fists are a ranged army. They shoot. They're shooting people.
Mm.
You know, it's like if we talk about like Percherabo, for example. If when he comes back, we're expecting him to be like a giant like obliterator, like with like a ton of missiles and guns on him and stuff.
Chaos flesh popping out everywhere.
Yeah, and yeah. I played a game this weekend, like an APOC game with some buddies, and one of them who's a big Fists fan was like, I want Dorne to come back as like an open topped dreadnought. An open top means in the game is transport, and so he's imagining like Dorne as a giant dreadnought, but like all of his sons can like as a transport can like get on top of him and like shoot down off of like rafters and stuff on this giant dreadnought Dorne thing.
That would be cool. What's an APOC game?
Apocalypse.
That's like the one where like the points don't matter. Well, not the points don't matter, but it's just like this massive like bring your titans, bring your knights, bring all the big stuff you can't normally run, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's like it's basically just like, hey, here's instead of 2,000 points, it's like
10,000. Yeah. Gotcha.
So yeah, he was thinking like open top dreadnought Rogel Dorne, which is kind of awesome.
I mean, who better to turn himself into a shooting platform?
I mean, Percherabo, but they're one and the same. But they'll hate me for saying that, but they're one and the same.
Boy, the comments are gonna be so mad at you, dude.
They're both. It's the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
But anywho, the
shadow.
The two of them is that a Korax with this claw seems pretty right. I'd say. And then the Apollonian spear is with Constantine Valdor right now, and I don't really think that spear should necessarily go to anyone else. It's made for a custodian. It's just kind of
his the thing. Custodian weapon. Yeah. Yep.
Spear of Rust is probably a shoo-in.
It should be, but knowing GW, they'll give the spear to Korax.
They'll give the spear to Korax.
The spear of Rust to Korax. Yeah.
They have the bolter to Leman Russ, and then they'll give God knows. Well, we'll have Dorne dual-wielding spears, and we'll just go off the rails.
I mean, dual-wielding Dorne spears would be kind of cool, but like you said, if they're all about bolters and long range, why in the world would you give him dual spears?
I mean, you say it'll be really cool, but like, in just an ironic fashion, like anyone dual-wielding spears would be cool. It's yeah. Your dual-wielding spears.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a part of me that does hope that Dorne gets the claw, because God, that'd be so cool if he came back with like an eye patch and a gold claw to replace his fist that was lost. Man, that'd be really cool.
You want that specifically because just because of the missing hand, right? And just like get a big spear or a big claw for it. I mean,
oh hell yeah, that'd be so cool, and it'd be so fitting because it fits the gold armor, and you know, I have a piece of the Emperor. And
Dorne has the gold claw, which is holding the spear of Russ while firing the bolter in his other hand.
clearly, yep.
And then the Khan comes back and gets nothing.
Nothing. Forget him. Whatever.
Dorne took it all.
All of it.
Which, speaking of,
can you imagine if they just gave Dorne all of it?
Just every single one?
All of them. Yep. He gets all of them. It's like, no, Dorne's coming back with everything. And then Rabuketi Gilliman's just like, oh, please take the sword too. You look so incomplete without it.
See, that there is the other question, though. We got two other folks. We got Vulcan and we got the Khan. So it's difficult to determine who's going to come back next because they've hinted on every single one of them.
Yeah.
You know, the Khan coming back is... makes sense. Russ, Vulcan. Vulcan can come back whenever the hell he wants.
He's on his respawn timer.
I can maybe see Korax coming back as an option because Lorgar is out and about now, and with Vashtor being the new big bad, you know, you have chaos is a bit more of a thing. So, like, you know, Lorgar helps Vashtor out or something, and then Korax is like, I'm part of this now.
Mm-hmm. Because F Lorgar, because of course, fuck Lorgar.
What do we think Vulcan would get?
Oof. I don't know why, but like, Vulcan seems like he would be a good choice for a spear for some reason. And I'm not really sure why. Because, like, I don't think, like, the salamanders really have any affinity with spears or anything. But I don't know. It just seems.
They do.
Or do they?
Yeah, well, don't forget, they're like dragon slayers.
Well.
As a. Honest to God, this today hurts me, DK. Like, you're forgetting everything I've taught you, and it makes me sad.
But there's been so much.
Do you remember the spear of Vulcan that Vulcan Histan, the guy searching for stuff, carries?
Oh no!
It's like the fancy artifact that Trazen tried to steal from him.
Oh boy!
Oh boy! Indeed.
Oh jeez!
Check out this image in chat. I'm sure you'd appreciate it. Wow! Look at that spear of Vulcan. They're dragon slayers. Spears kind of go with that vibe, right?
Yeah. They sure do.
So the spear of Vulcan.
Oh boy.
The spear of Vulcan is one of the nine artifacts of Vulcan. And remember, you're supposed to find all nine artifacts, and when you do, Vulcan comes back. That's the concept.
I remember that part. I didn't remember the spear part.
I feel so stupid. Vulcan probably isn't going to use the spear of Russ, though. Like, you know, that's fine.
What? Really? No.
That's fine.
It's GW, though. They might. Again, it's GW. They might.
Nah. No.
They might.
They couldn't.
You couldn't they?
I mean, they could, but like...
Ricky, it's GW. Couldn't they?
They can't give the spear of Russ to Vulcan. They can't.
It is truly unfathomable, and yet.
So, okay, this is Vulcan as we remember. He has that baller hammer.
He sure does.
But the Emperor doesn't really have a hammer kind of thing, at least not that I'm aware of. I do wonder, and this is a bit of a stretch, but like, do we think we could give him the Emperor's cape? Now, that's a little strange. But the Emperor has that big red flowing cape, and Vulcan has like the cape of like dragon scales. Mm-hmm. And I can kind of see it being like, oh, I've used the dragon scale cape for such a long time, and like the emperor's cape is forged in the psychic energy, and it makes me tanky. I don't know.
I just feel like he would look like he's way too Christmas themed if he had a big bright red cape.
With the green armor?
Yeah, he would look like a big old like elf or something. Like,
yeah, you're not entirely wrong on that.
But I gotta say, like, I don't want to see him using a spear because he is so hammer-coated. Like, him losing that hammer would be a travesty. I feel like he kind of needs a piece of armor almost.
So I was thinking armor too, but the armor's mostly been ground up and melted to do into, you know, stuff. But
don't they have, like, a pauldron left or something that they can just chuck on him?
That's kind of what I was thinking, is like, yeah. What if they just, they reforged? I mean, if anyone's going to forge a piece of armor from the Emperor's stuff, it would be Vulcan. He's the blacksmith. Like, that's his whole shtick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they use the word forge in, like, all of his goddamn lore.
Yeah, if he came back and he was like, hey, everybody, out of the way. I'm going back. I'm going underground. I'm getting the Emperor's armor, or at least, like, what's left of his leg plate, and I'm going to form some sick new pauldrons for myself. And if he came out with, like, these just brilliantly blinding gold pauldrons on that armor, it'd look right.
It would look really good.
Or if he forged a new hammer.
Maybe. I think his hammer's still chilling, as far as I'm aware.
Especially in that picture. God, that hammer looks so sick.
The giant dragon's head thunder hammer. I mean,
yeah,
like,
that's
come on.
So sick. It's so cool. So Vulcan.
I do think that, like, because Vulcan is the biggest of the Primarchs. Like, you imagine one of his shtick is to be tanky. Like, okay, we got, like, so far we got Gilliman, who is supposed to be the major tactician. I mean, they're all tacticians, but, like, Gilliman more so. You get
I
a
thought
lion.
You were going to say he's the major tactician, and I was like, ah, funny, because taxes. Ha ha, memes.
Right now, especially.
Oh, thankfully, I already got my taxes done, and
Good.
I hate it.
Oh, yeah, it's the worst.
It sucks.
But for example, other stuff that we have, like, Vulcan stuff. Let me roll back. Tactician Gilliman, the lion is like duelist, just one-on-one stabby man. Mm-hmm. You know, Khan is speed. If Dorne, we're probably thinking like firepower or like defense in ways.
Yeah, definitely firepower, defense. Yeah.
Poster would be, did I say poster?
Yes, you did.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe you were thinking like the poster child of the Emperor would be.
I was thinking that, like the poster boy of like big, thick, tanky is Vulcan.
Yeah, definitely.
I was doing the Coca-Cola thing where like I said the word poster and then chat's like, man, I should buy a poster.
You should at orchid8.com.
Cerveza crystal.
I don't get it.
You know the Cerveza Crystal meme?
Uh-uh.
Shy, can you play the Cerveza Crystal meme? That's all I needed. Thank you.
Okay. I guess I have a reason to rewatch the episode now.
You haven't seen like the Star Wars cut where they like put the Cerveza Crystal ads inside of it?
Oh, right. Okay. Where they cut the beer in without going to commercial?
Yeah.
Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough. Cerveza! Okay. Now we're on the same page. Gotcha.
Hell yeah. But you know, Vulcan would crack into a Cerveza crystal and would specifically be like big tanky boy. So a piece of armor does make sense, and forging a piece of armor does definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know about the Khan though.
Yeah, I mean, he realistically
like he should be on a bike.
Yeah. Realistically, he could have almost any of the pieces though, right? Any of the pieces would kind of sort of fit him.
To an extent, I mean, for the most part, the Khan is just, you know, I mean, he's speed freak Khan. I mean, I guess you could have him on like foot, just because, like, I don't know, like it's not, but like a bike just seems right.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
But I don't know of any like specific weapons I would throw on him.
Could do a spear, and he could kind of be like sort of like a jousting motorcyclist.
I mean, the Khan does have like Corsero Khan, I think, has like a spear. And so they do have some stuff like that. There's also the Emperor's Iron Halo, which we never really talk about. I don't know if Gilliman has that or if it's just an Iron Halo they gave him. It's just an Iron Halo, but mm-hmm. You know, it's like a force field of kinds.
Yeah. And I would assume Big E's is a little more rough and tough than your average Halo.
The Iron Halo actually might be a thing you'd stick on Vulcan. That would make sense.
I was going to say, if the Halo still exists, that would be a good one to give to a Vulcan, because why not?
I don't think the Emperor, made the first ever motorbike. Harley Davidson Emperor thing. I don't think we have that, so...
He was a real hog, you know? He loved his Harleys, so...
Cranking that hog.
Yep, mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. Everything else is just the armor for the most part.
Yeah,
it's hard to determine because the Iron Halo's there. Give Khan the cape, have it flow in the wind.
Now Khan having the cape, that would look good. Khan would look good in a big flowing red cape with the white and red armor.
You know, yeah, it's good. Yeah, white and red armor specifically flowing in the background. Though yeah. I do think it would be pretty stupid to give. What did you get? The Khan's cape.
I got the Emperor's cape. What did you get? I got a shield that's as big as me. It's like, oh. Well, Gilliman, what did you get? I got a sword that literally kills demons forevermore. It's like, oh. I got a blowy cape.
I got a big red cape. But then, the cape would do something. It'd be like...
Of course, yeah. It'd make him go faster or something, or I don't know.
Hey, the red ones go faster.
The red ones go faster. You're right.
No, wait, hold on. Have we unlocked secret knowledge? Of
yes!
course, the Khan would have the red cape from the Emperor because the red ones go the fastest.
We've cracked the code.
Oh, we got it.
We've cracked the code. We did it.
We did it. Can you imagine the
end the episode? It's over. It's Jover.
The Khan literally has like aircraft rules. For the game.
Does he really?
No. He's on the game. He's not back yet.
Oh, that's right. He's not back yet. Why
God
would he have
it.
Rules? Of
God
course
it.
Not. Silly me. Wow, I am on a roll today.
Roll off the
Sheesh.
Bike.
Sheesh.
Oh, you Lord.
I am on a reverse roll today. I am rolling back down the hill. Who is it in Greek mythology that's rolling the boulder up the hill? I am just rolling it backwards over and over again.
Sisyphus.
Sisyphus, right. Yeah, that's me, except I just keep getting rolled over by the boulder.
Wait, hold on. I just thought something even more fantastic.
What's that?
What if... Do you remember the Spear of the Hydra?
Of course I do.
Alpharius's spear, dude.
Well, I figured it was Alpharius's and it had something to do with the Alpha Legion, but I don't remember what it does.
Oh, he actually had the alien spear kind of thing. It would make an ink blot when it would slice and shit. It was neat.
Oh, it makes an ink blot? That's cool.
Yeah, no, it's a... where is it? What was this called? It was the Saracenata, the Pale Spear. That's right. It was a Xenos spear, and it would flicker in and out of the universe it would rip apart things at molecular level, spraying bloodless wounds as where it struck dissolved into oily smoke. So here's what we do.
Wow,
we,
that's so cool.
We bring back Omegon on the loyalist side, and we give him the Spear of Russ.
Oof.
Boom. Bada bing.
Bada boom. Realest guy in the room. How you doing? Oh, that'd be wild.
But I can't think of much else that we would be grabbing with the Emperor's gear. I mean, Spear of Russ, Lehman Russ, that's a shoo-in. Mm-hmm. Corvus Korax, most likely the claw. Makes sense.
Makes sense. Would be very dope.
Thematically, the Emperor's First Bolter would be pretty good for Dorn, though I mm-hmm. do like this fan theory idea of him being a big dreadnought. Kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be cool if he just came back as a huge-ass gold dreadnought. Yeah.
Can you imagine, a Primarch dreadnought? Just, what that would look like?
Oh, can you imagine how chunky that would be?
Be a thick boy.
Sheesh. Also, a gold dreadnought just in general sounds dope.
Basically, it's like a giant battle tank.
Yes. Let's go.
Then there's the Khan, and Khan and Vulcan. And then that's a little bit questiony.
Can we go into cursed territory if, and it shouldn't happen, if Sanguinius and Ferris Manus come back, what would you give them?
So I almost feel like the Iron Halo might be really cool on Ferris. You put the Halo that normally goes above the head, and then it like shines. It shines, well, it shines golden light down, and it like sort of resolves in the shape of a face.
Oh, it's like the shadow of a head.
Yeah, like the shadow of a face, and like gold, the like golden light reanimating it kind of vibe.
Okay. I was going to say that the halo would look real good on someone like Sanguinius, but that sounds way cooler. And if Ferris Manus comes back and they do that, I'm okay with it.
I like it's that's an option. Sanguinius, I got nothing, man. I got nothing.
Technically, he's another one that like he could have anything.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. I don't want... You know what? We'll use the Emperor's cape to lay over his face like they lay over a dead body in the street.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't come back, but we can just lay the cape over his casket. And look, he got the Emperor's cape over his casket because he's not coming back because he shouldn't. Oh, I love that halo idea, though, and making just like the outline of a sort of looks like Ferris Manus's head or his skull just in like gold light. Oh, I really like that. I really like that. There's some
vibes.
That is a vibe. I like it. So is that it?
I can't think of any other gear the Emperor might bring about. I mean, there's always talks of like the Emperor making some item randomly in a Horus Heresy book or the Emperor's crafted X or Y. But so far, we've been using pieces of the Emperor's armor, his tilt shield and his sword. Mm-hmm. So past that, you know, unless they want to go a little bit, I mean, I guess the spear is not really necessarily like things that he used, but it's still so clearly
something
Russ's,
he made. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so clearly Russ's thing. So I don't know. Some interesting options out there. Some questions.
Even if it doesn't fit, it's GW. They could just retcon something and be like, oh yeah, under the Golden Throne, there's this other weapon that we never told you about, but he totally made it and used it and, you know, whatever. And they could literally just make something that fits the Primarch perfectly and just be like, yeah, he stashed it away with the Doomsday devices because it's just so good.
This is rather funny, though, because at this any point, yeah, like the Emperor is so secretive, you can make whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, he just stashed it, you know, whatever. Only a couple people know about it. And hey, look, here it is. Look, we wrote a book about it, too.
All right. I mean, that's all I got. For the most part, that's where we're at. That's the kind of that's the little bit of the theory crafting, the questions, the possibilities.
Okay.
See, Will can maybe come back because the Emperor's got some wild, wacky doodle stuff.
He does. Well, he's the Emperor. He should.
He's the Emperor.
He should have some crazy stuff, yeah.
I think out of anything that happened this entire episode, the one thing that we should really stick on is, oh my God, if the Emperor's tilt shield is that size and
he was massive!
We need XYZ Dragon Yu-Gi-Oh! Formation of Primarchs to reach the level of the Emperor. Because, oh my God.
You need Voltron together, the Primarchs. Also, who gets the Emperor's hard drive? That's the question.
Oh dear.
It hasn't been wiped. It's there with all the Doomsday stuff. It hasn't been wiped. What's on his hard drive?
We'll give it to Lionel Johnson. He's the secretive type.
Ah, fair enough. Yep.
All right.
My hard drive, Horus. It's the thanks least for you could do for me.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Make sure you wipe your search history.